Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized. B. Mitchell Finley live out in Ashburn, Virginia. I didn't get to say good morning to the boys in the aquarium yet. Good morning, boys. How's everybody feel about Jaden Daniels, QB1?
Suspected.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
I like how they tried to build the storyline, you know. Oh, he has to earn it. We knew it was coming.
Totally agree. I also want to point this out as Kerwin walks behind B. Mitch in the stream shot.
Uh-huh.
Tay W. says, Kerwin looks like Jim the Anvil Neidhart with that beard. For all the old school wrestling fans, I think that's pretty damn funny. You'll notice we haven't talked about Brandon Ayuk yet because there's an actual depth chart and actual football here. Matt Maiocco is a guy I've known a long time. Matt covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area, does a great job, is very wired in. And he reported last night that the Commanders have pulled themselves out of the running, out of the conversations for the Ayuk trade. I very much believe that, and I think there's a few things to point out. The Niners want to win a Super Bowl. And unless you're sending Terry McLaurin that way, there's nothing Washington can do to help them win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it in depth later. Maybe we'll open the phones on that because I know people have very strong feelings about Ayuk, but I didn't want you to think we're unaware of it. I was texting with folks about it last night at like 11 at night.
They're trying to get some more stuff now? Are the 49ers kind of coming out now, trying to play it up a little bit?
I honestly think he's got to make it. I don't think
the 49ers about to make him understand that ain't nobody going to give up what they're going to take. Get your ass in camp.
And the market is the market.
There
you
go.
You're allowed to negotiate with these teams, dog. See what they'll offer you.
Yep.
And then see if you go to New England or New England, no chance. Cleveland, unless Deshaun turns back the clock, you're not competing for a Super Bowl either. So what's really your priority? Okay. Defensive. We just ran through the full offensive depth chart. Top of the list, Jaden Daniels, QB1. If you've been listening to our program, we've been telling you that he was QB1 all along and that it was a competition in name only. Defensively, some of this stuff is more interesting and some of this stuff is more consistent with what we've seen on the field. No surprises in your front four starters listed here. Dorrance Armstrong, who they gave some real money to in free agency from Dallas. And Armstrong has looked really good in a limited workload for the Cowboys. You'll see if he can look as good in an expanded workload. And there's reasons to believe he can. There's reasons to believe maybe he can't. Well, that's why they play the games. These two guys, I'm not familiar with their work. Maybe somebody like Jeff can help me out here. Jeff, were you surprised to see John Allen and Daron Payne at the top of the depth chart at defensive tackle?
Yeah, man. I just thought somebody else was just going to come in here and just move them off of it. Of course I wasn't, JP.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
And then Clelin Ferrell, who played for the Niners, has established himself as certainly
was a first-round pick.
I mean, I think it was a top-five pick back in the day with the Raiders. I think Ferrell has definitely established himself as an edge setter. When I talk about, I don't know that this new D-line is better than they were, but I think the floor is higher. I think a guy like Ferrell is just a pro that at least for first and second down helps you. And I kind of think he's a three-down.
The thing I see here, and I'm giving a lot of credit to these coaches because I've watched these coaches work out there. And then when you look at where they came from and what they've done, a lot of them come with a hell of accolades and things like that. But as I was talking to London out there, and I think a few people asked questions about certain guys, he said, man, it comes down to coaching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I believe that this staff and their way will get guys that might have not been as successful other places to probably give you a little bit more. Because they seem to make these guys believe that they believe in them and also believe in themselves.
And they've got pros, right? So Farrell's a guy that I think helps you. Practice is over, by the way. We are expecting today to hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. We're going to bring both of those live here on The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think hearing from the coordinators has a ton of value. It's interesting because Cliff is pretty soft-spoken, doesn't want to give you a lot. Joe Witt, man, get ready to run through that wall.
Yeah, Joe.
He's going to talk.
You can hear Joe from the other side of the field.
Yeah, dude.
I think listening to what's called the stuff that our Dan said that they might be something cool, too.
What's that?
Dan from earlier.
Okay. Yeah. Going through the front four depth chart, I think Johnny Newton, John Ridgeway, pretty locked in.
Yeah.
That does put Fedarian Mathis as your third string D tackle, which
based off of what we've seen thus far, that's where he's at.
Right. Now that doesn't mean they might not keep five.
They may.
But you, one thing to look at, especially with the front seven, is these guys is. There's going to be a lot of variety to where guys are playing. Because we talked about Ferrell as maybe a two-down DN. Frankie Luvu's listed as an outside linebacker. Luvu could be a legitimate rush DN at times. Yeah. Now, he may rush out of a stand-up position, not necessarily a three-down. But so you look at Ridgeway and Newton trying to build out a roster. Ferrell, Payne, Allen, Armstrong are your starters. They're on the team. Ridgeway, Newton are on the team. Now you're up to six. Then they have KJ Henry, who I think has shown the most of a lot of these young guys, the guys that were rookies last year. He's listed behind Ferrell. Henry, if you're looking at him as a pass rush specialist, maybe is in a timeshare with Ferrell. Javonte Jean-Baptiste is behind Armstrong. He was the seventh rounder this year out of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Andre Jones, the seventh rounder the year before out of Louisiana, is after him. You still also have Effie Obada out there who's on the PUP list but can come back whenever, assuming he's healthy. All right, that's your front four. Then you get to the backers. I think it's important to note that Jamin Davis is not listed in the front four. He's still listed with the backers. Your starting backers, so to speak, they list Dante Fowler as an OLB, which leads me to believe they view him as a pass rush guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Wagner and Luvu. Those are the two actual linebackers you're going to see by far the most. Then McGee, the fifth rounder out of Penn State, is backing up Wagner. I think that's fairly real. I think they maybe see McGee as a MLB of the future.
Yep.
Anthony Pittman's the guy they signed this offseason from Detroit, who's been a special teamer, but maybe they think he can give you more. After that, the kid Michael Walker, who I thought has looked pretty good. Keandre Jones, I think, is the Turk. Bo Bowers, an undrafted guy out of Notre Dame. Fascinated to see what happens at linebacker. Fascinated to see Jamin Davis's usage. I talked to him the other day, and he said he's just trying to figure out his get-off move at the line of scrimmage, and once he can figure that out, he really thinks he's going to hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. Got to figure it out soon.
But I've seen a lot of things they've done, and it takes me back to the Giants when they beat the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl, when they had Justin Tuck playing outside and playing nose guard and everything else. They've lined up in some positions like that where look at the Eagles where they call it the NASCAR package. They're going to be doing some different things, and I think there are some guys out there that may, if you can do multiple things, not no position flex, but you can be damn good at multiple things, you're going to get a chance to play here.
If you can be damn good at one thing, you'll get a chance. Mm-hmm. If you can prove to be a pass rusher, you'll get a chance, I think. One thing I find interesting specifically with Jamin is what you said earlier about Chris Rodriguez, a guy who's a hitter, a guy who's a really physical player. Yeah. This isn't exactly where you get to showcase your skill, sure. But the Jets game and the Jets practice will be real opportunities for that.
Make it happen.
And so I think a guy like Jamin, who's so physically gifted, so explosive, so fast, I think that will be really, really interesting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.